Now will you notice, he said unto them, take nothing for your journey, neither staves, nor scrip, neither bread, neither money, neither have two coats apiece. And by the way, when anyone quotes this verse to you and says that so-and-so uses this verse, he preaches the kingdom of God and he heals the sick, well, let's find out whether he ever takes up an offering or not, whether he takes nothing for your journey, neither staves nor scrip. It's quite interesting. This verse is not used very often, is it? But in that day it was used, friends. And whatsoever house ye enter into, there abide, and thence depart. And don't misunderstand me, because I believe that the laborer is worthy of his hire. I feel that any man who's giving out the word of God should be supported. I don't care who he is if he's giving out the word of God. And that is something God's people need to recognize, and I believe that with all my heart. But back there, this was a different situation, as you can see. He says, into whatsoever house ye enter, into there abide, and thence depart. That is, go in and stay there. In other words, in that day, they didn't have a Holiday Motel or a Howard Johnson or a Ramada Inn or a Hilton Hotel. They entertained in their homes. And then we find out, whosoever will not receive you when you go out of that city, shake off the dust from your feet for a testimony against them. And we find here a very unusual thing. It's recorded at verse 7. Now Herod the tetrarch heard of all that was done by him, and he was perplexed, because that it was said of some that John was risen from the dead, and of some that Elias had appeared, and of others that one of the old prophets was risen again. And Herod said, John have I beheaded, but who is this, of whom I hear such things? And he desired to see him. And the apostles, when they were returned, told him all that they had done, and he took them and went aside privately into a desert place belonging to the city called Bethsaida. And the people, when they knew it, followed him, and he received them. Now you'll find here that he received them and spake unto them of the kingdom of God and healed them that had need of healing. Now you'll recall that the difference we made between the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God is that the kingdom of God is all-inclusive. Everything is in it. The kingdom of heaven is in the kingdom of God, but they're not synonymous. The kingdom of heaven is the rule of the heavens over the earth. The kingdom of God includes not only this earth, but all of God's creation. Now we are told that he fed the 5,000. I've been over that now twice, and I'll pass that by. We have Peter's confession of Christ here, and we have handled that before. And then we find that the Lord Jesus now, here in verse 22, tells of his death and resurrection, saying, the Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be slain, and be raised the third day. Now again and again, he made that statement.